The number of children who, for one reason or another, go missing, not just in the United States, but across the globe, is staggering, maddening, and heartbreaking. The saga of one such occurrence is told in Siddharth, a heartfelt, quietly shattering new film. Siddharth, directed by Ontario-born Rishi Mehta, is an India-Canada co-production. The setting is New Delhi, but it might be anywhere in the world. The film opens with a father bidding farewell to his preteen son, who is boarding a bus that will take him to a different city. The boy has been hired to work in a factory owned by his uncle's distant cousin, and he will be away for 1 month. Are child labor laws being broken here? Most definitely, yes. But his employment is, well, essential. The father works as a fixer of zippers, and he hasn't been bringing in sufficient income to support his wife and two children. The money earned by the boy is much needed. But what will happen when the boy fails to return home? Was he kidnapped? Has he been physically or sexually abused? Where is he? Will he ever be returned to his family? The factory owner brusquely claims that the boy simply ran away after 2 weeks on the job. It's as if he expects the father to soak in and accept this as fact, respond with an "oh," and simply disappear into the night. But the father, an otherwise submissive sort, will not disappear into the night. He wants the facts, he wants his son, and the scenario spotlights his solitary, frustrating attempt to go out into the world to find the boy. There is a universality to the story told in Siddharth, and this transcends the plight of this individual family and the parents' despair over their missing child. Now sure, Siddharth may be set in a culture that is alien to Americans of all classes, but the basic values, the basic familial connections, are no different. Parents love their kids. Kids love their parents. Children like to play. In the U.S., for example, their game of choice might be baseball, while in India it is cricket. But no matter. Kids the world over enjoy tossing or kicking or hitting balls. And also, these days, even in some of the smallest, poorest communities across the globe, individuals may have cell phones, and invariably, it is the technologically clueless adult who must turn to the child regarding the basics of this 21st century technology. While watching the father turn to his very young daughter for technological assistance in Siddharth, I was reminded of one of the running storylines in the recently released Chef. Here, a middle-aged Los Angeles master chef, a man who is celebrated in his field and who has the money, property, and profile that the characters in Siddharth only can dream about, is constantly tossing social media-related questions to his technologically savvy preteen son. Now, to be sure, Siddharth, unlike Chef, is not fashioned as popcorn escapism. But it is stirring and eye-opening. And most significantly, it is inspired by a true story.